T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Let's get to our guest.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
Genevieve Wood joining me this morning from the Heritage Foundation, senior advisor there. And Genevieve, you've heard my take here on the shooting in Nashville. It is a tragedy, but there is already a major effort underway to distract from the reasons, and I think part of the reason was a hate crime toward Christianity.
Well, Mark, I think you're spot on, and your senator from Missouri, Josh Hawley, as you may have seen, has already sent a letter in to the Senate saying he wants this investigated as a hate crime, because I think he was on to what you were just saying right now very early, which is, watch out, they're going to run from talking at all about any motivations here. They're going to want to just go straight to the gun debate, straight to what kind of guns were used, straight to how we need to find more laws, how we try to make schools safer, all those sorts of things. And I'm not saying none of that should ever be part of the discussion, but he's right. They're going to try to run from what motivated this person to walk in that school and kill 6 innocent people. What motivated them?
Yes.
And there's a reason we have hate crime laws on the books. And one of them is, it's not just killing somebody because you don't like their race. It's also religious affiliation. That's part of a hate crime. And I think you're right that this manifesto that we know about, we know some of it. The police have given us some information, but it has been, you know, thoroughly, obviously, released to the press or to the public. There's probably a lot more in there about that. And I'm not excited to read it, but we need to be, you know, every time you've got somebody of a different race killing somebody of another race, it's a hate crime, and oftentimes everybody rushes to that. Well, we need to talk about this scenario. We need to talk about this, you know, the fact that you don't like somebody who disagrees with you, or you don't like somebody who's of a particular religious persuasion. I mean, this is the kind of, you know, when I saw Trey Gowdy talking yesterday, and he had a very good point. Yes, gun crimes are going up. These mass shootings are going up over recent years.
Right.
But it's not because we have more guns in circulation. There's something wrong in our culture. And we just need to admit that and figure out how to deal with it. But it's not about passing more gun laws or, you know, trying to put up more bulletproof glass at schools. We've done a lot of that stuff, and it's not helping.
I agree.
That's not what having bulletproof glass isn't why these children and these 3 adults at that school are dead today. It's because somebody walked in with a planned intent to kill people, either A, because they were Christians, because this particular person was claiming they were transgender. Maybe they believed the people at this school weren't supportive of that. But there was intent there that had nothing to do with the gun.
Amen. And here's the thing. I've never been a fan of hate crime penalties, which make the penalty for murder somehow worse, because yeah. I'm not convinced that it has any impact. I don't think somebody with hate in their heart stops and thinks, if I'm going to go commit this murder and I hate the person I'm murdering, which you would assume they do, or they wouldn't be murdering them, that might make them not do it. I don't think the enhancement of the penalty is a deterrent in these cases. And I've never been a fan of hate crime legislation in general. My point here is, if you're going to apply it in every other case where it's pretty obvious that the person was targeting a specific group, then it darn well better be used in this case as well, because I think there's plenty of evidence she was targeting the people in their Christian faith in that covenant school. And that's why I just want it to be treated fairly. And the mainstream media is not going to treat it that way. It'll be interesting to see if the prosecutors down there in Nashville treat it that way.
No, very well said, Mark. I 100% agree. The reason you decide to kill somebody, I know we have varying degrees, crimes of passion and so forth, but it doesn't bring anybody back, regardless of what your motivation was.
Right.
And I completely agree with you on the hate crimes piece, but you're also completely agree that the reality is, if we're going to have them, and then we're going to apply them equally. We're going to apply them everywhere. We're not going to say, well, it's only a hate crime when a white person goes into a black church and shoots people, because that's a real hate crime. That was horrible, for example, what happened in Charleston several years ago. But then to say, but if a transgender goes in and shoots people in a Christian school because they're Christians and they don't like their stances maybe on homosexuality or transgenderism, that's not a hate crime. No. You can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
And just to hear what you were saying about Gayle King and some of these others on the left, the Log Cabin Republicans, whatever, you know, just quickly, you know, again, it's like it's never anybody on, quote unquote, their side who does something like this. It's always, you know, white, red hat wearing Trump people that do these kind of things. And that's who they want to show attention to. But if it's, you know, it just goes back to, you know, all the looking at the BLM riots and the like and all the tragedy that occurred there. Those weren't prosecuted yet. January 6th is the worst thing that's ever happened in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, we just cannot have two standards of justice. And that's what, unfortunately, the left is really pushing in case after case.
I would agree. Genevieve Wood is my guest, senior advisor at Heritage. You know, you could make the argument that it's about tearing down the system when they approach things like that. And there's a great article on the Daily Signal about a nation committing suicide. And, you know, I don't know Star Parker personally, but I love the point that's made in this article, because if you look at there's a poll out telling people, asking people how they feel about patriotism in America. Mm. The difference between when that poll first came out in 1998 and today is shocking.
It is shocking. And the editor-in-chief of the Daily Signal, Kate Trinko, had a piece there yesterday going through those numbers and showing you the kind of today versus 20 years ago. And you're right. I mean, it's things like, you know, is America a good country? What do you think, you know, is community life important? Is having children important? And, you know, those numbers have not all been tracking in the right direction for a few years. But the real decline, especially after COVID, Mark, I mean, there was already a decline, but that 2-year lockdown period really sent these numbers in a very bad direction. I mean, you can't be a society that thinks that way about yourself, that, you know, your country's not good, that inherently your community is not really important. This is kind of individualistic idea. It's not good. And we've got to really work to turn those numbers around. It's kind of like the saying gun laws are the answer to everything. It's not just about winning a particular election. There's something wrong in the country in a host of different areas.
Sure.
And it goes to how we deal with, you know, Marco Rubio, senator from Florida, was speaking at Heritage yesterday about our problems with China. And one of the, you know, he gave a number of things that we had to look out for. But one is, like, how do we view ourselves as a country? Like, if you don't have the right view of yourself as a country, you're not going to take on your adversaries very well. If you don't think you're any better than anybody else, that, you know, your laws aren't any better than theirs, it just doesn't motivate people as a society to stand up to communist China, as an example. So this is not just numbers to kind of throw out there. This has real repercussions about how we deal with ourselves and how, you know, we act as citizens.
Yeah. No, you know, and here's the thing for people that haven't seen the poll. Only 38% of Americans now say patriotism is very important, compared to 70% back in 1998 when this poll was first taken. That's a significant drop. There's no way to look at that and not think that our education system hasn't played a role in that, as we see them trying to constantly tear down America in the eyes of our children.
Well, a lot of people, 1998, that wasn't long ago. It was 25 years ago.
I know.
So it's a lot longer than people think. And for 25 plus years, I mean, when, you know, a lot of kids haven't said a Pledge of Allegiance in a class in a long time. And we've been throwing it out of games. Prayer was gone a while ago. Pledge of Allegiance is now gone. And in replace of all that, it's not that those are just gone. they don't leave just a vacuum, as we well know. They've gone in trying to put in curriculum in schools that says how terrible the country is, that tries to rewrite the history or tell it in a different way. And that has real repercussions on what, you know, how you think, what you think determines, you know, to a great extent how you act, yeah, what you believe. And they've been reprogramming our children in schools for many years now.
I had a rally last night that we hosted for the upcoming school board elections to get people fired up. And somebody came up to me after and said, you know what's missing in schools? Civics classes. When I grew up, we had civics classes where you were taught how government worked and what was important. And they don't do that. They don't focus on those things these days. And I it all plays a role in this.
They do the opposite. They try to teach them how to tear it down. Not just like, here's how government works. It's like, here's how to tear it down. Maybe some kids, here's how to burn it down. I mean, they've really tried their best to indoctrinate our kids. I do think people are onto it. I think people are beginning to stand up. But it's going to take more people standing up, and it's not going to be over and done in 6 months. This will be a long war.
Well, I hope people go to the dailysignal.com and read that article on, it's entitled A Nation Committing Suicide. I mean, and it's depressing to see how far those numbers in Pride in America have dropped over the years. And you're right, 25 years is a very short period of time for that to have happened. Genevieve Wood, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, great having you on here. Great getting her point of view on this, senior advisor at Heritage. Ask your kids today. I mean, honestly, this is a constant battle. And if you're not fighting it at home, it's not going to happen. It's in the schools. These conversations are not going to happen. So it's making your vote next Tuesday all the more important on your school boards, for sure. And just understand, early voting is underway. I know in Missouri, no excuse. Absentee ballot voting is underway right now. They've got remote locations set up in the county for sure. There may be in other counties, but I know for sure in St. Louis County, you can go vote today if you can't get out there next Tuesday. Whatever you do, vote.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.